It's The Takeaway. I'm Cindy Rodriguez in for Tanzina Vega. As we've just heard, the rollout of the coronavirus vaccine has been complicated and fraught with logistical nightmares. Texas is just one of the many states currently dealing with these rollout issues. The state will have received 1.5 million doses by the end of the week, and as of Tuesday, only 33% of those doses have actually been administered, according to the CDC. Back in June, The Takeaway spoke with the mayor of Plano, Texas, Harry LaRosselier, about the steps the city was taking to control the spread of COVID-19 and the lack of support he and some of his fellow Texas mayors felt they were getting from Texas Governor Greg Abbott. Mayor LaRosselier joins us again now to talk about how the vaccine rollout has been for Plano. Mayor, thank you so much for being here.
Hello, Cindy. Thank you for having me on.
So tell us, how many vaccines did your city receive and how many have been administered so far?
So it's really a interesting and moving target. The state has given the city of Plano 500 doses so far for our 1A recipients. And that's essentially our frontline workers, or EMS, and first responders. And that's been used already. They are also sending to pharmacies and hospitals and physicians, but it is happening in a very haphazard and unsystematic way. So it is putting some challenges on us in terms of the expectation of when and how this will continue to proceed.
Okay, and so just to give people context, what's the population of Plano?
So we're a population of 300,000. We're the largest city in Collin County, which is about a million people in our county. So we're just north of Dallas County, and it's really difficult because what we're finding is that certain areas in Texas are getting more than they need. Some areas are getting less than they need, and there's a discrepancy where you might have a smaller city receive a larger dosage than they actually can administer, and they're starting to go to, they're holding on to the vaccine, where cities like Plano, we desperately need more for, even just to get to our first responders and our essential workers.
500 seems like a very small number to have received. Is that what you were expecting, or were you expecting much more?
So that's a loaded question, Cindy, when you think about it, because the lack of information or communication has been a difficult process to work through. We don't know what our dosage will be until 24 hours before we get it. And so that means we'll know a day before we're going to get X amount, and then we have to be fully prepared to distribute and administer it. And so 500 is not enough, and we anticipate more, but I just don't think there's been enough coordination among our cities. And so we're working on doing that locally here with our county and our other cities. In times of crisis, you have to take action and take things into your own hands. And so we're figuring out how we might be able to centralize the process a bit more locally so that we can do the best job for our citizens throughout the region.
Does that mean you could go to some of these other places who have potentially more vaccine than they need?
Yeah, so the plan, very loosely, we're in discussions with the other major cities in Collin County, so that and the county itself, where hopefully there'll be we work on getting a database, and whoever has the vaccines, whether it be Plano or somewhere else, we go off that list, and it'll be a question of which city, local city, you'll go to rather than your own city. We've also made it clear to the state that we are willing to be a facility to administer the vaccines to the general public. Right now, the vaccines we're getting is for city staff, but we've kind of raised our hand and said we're willing to do our part to administer the vaccine to anybody. And so our goal will be to set up sites within the city, city facilities, where we can set up a safe environment to allow those vaccines to occur. And once we get them, we will get them into the people's arms. It's just a question of us getting it to us first.
So what does COVID look like right now in Plano? What's the rate of infection?
So rate of infection is right around 15%. And so as a result, we've had to scale back. Texas, more so than many other places, I think, a bit more liberal in terms of their allowance to conduct business. So, you know, I'm from New York, and I had visited my mother who still lives in New York, and it's a completely different environment, because you can go to a Plano or a Texas restaurant, and it's at 50%, and it was at 75% capacity. And because of the infection rate increasing to over 15% statewide, that got scaled back to 50%, but that's still more than a lot of other places that don't allow indoor dining at all.
Right. And are you able to scale it back even more?
Yeah. So Governor Abbott has provided a framework that if there's a certain level that is achieved, again, in terms of the positivity rate, infection rate, that it can get scaled back. But so far, I believe we're holding steady here at that 50% level. Locally, we cannot pass an ordinance to supersede the governor's orders, and so emergency orders. And so that was something that happened over the past few months during the shutdown and the mask and all that. There was some local cities that were looking to be a bit more proactive, and that was taken away from us. That local authority was taken away from us.
So what about the people of Plano? Are they ready? Are you seeing any skepticism, or do you think that once you have the vaccine, it will be easily distributed?
Yeah, so that's the encouraging part, is that we're sensing there's a high desire for people to want to get vaccinated. And so I guess if you're looking for a silver lining, there's enough people that are in line raising their hands that want the vaccine. It's on our part, and I say our collectively from a government part, to make it available, because there's people who want it. And we want as many people to get it, and we want to achieve herd immunity. And so we're encouraged by that. But, you know, you mentioned skepticism. I think that's part of American mindset now. And, you know, I'm getting the emails and calls that, am I hoarding the vaccine, and why haven't I given it out? And the answer simply is, we don't have it. And once we have it, it doesn't do us any good to keep it. It's better in someone's arm than in a refrigerator. And so the frustration is being demonstrated that way when people kind of say those type of things.
And Mayor, were there parts of Plano that were hardest hit, and are you prioritizing those communities?
Yeah, so we're fortunate in the sense that we're a fairly healthy community. And so during the surge, it was tough because our neighboring city, for example, Dallas, our biggest major city just south of us, was going through a lot of hardship. And that did come into Plano quite a bit. We're really fortunate in that sense that we have a fairly healthy community. But you know what? One death is too much. And if we can protect ourselves, then we can protect the cities around us. And so it's important that we just move forward in that positive way.
Mayor, we're going to have to leave it there. Mayor Harry LaRosselliere is the mayor of Plano, Texas. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Cindy. And I look forward to 2021 being a better and healthier year for all of us involved. Thank you for having me.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.